And just see ourselves all joined together in one circle of light, and raising our consciousness, letting our eyes roll back in our heads a little, so that you imagine you're walking outside the atmosphere of Earth into the universe. So don't force your eyes too much, but just enough so that you feel you're looking outwards and up. And we're joining in the world of light, the universal light, the source of all creation. And we're asking the angels to be with us, to assist us. They're always with us, but we are connecting to them in a conscious way. We feel the light coming down now from the apex of a pyramid, going through the top of our head, filling our head with light, and our neck and shoulders and arms and hands and our chest and back, our waist, and our stomach, and our buttocks, and our thighs. And the light coming further down to the knees, the shins and the calves, into the ankles and the feet, and the soles of the feet and the toes. And feel it swirling around and going out, and then returning back to the world of light, so that we feel that we're sitting in a cosmic egg of light. And keep seeing that movement like a river coming down from the world of light, down past our body, out through the feet, and back up to the world of light, forming an egg shape of light around us. We feel very at peace, very light, very happy. And we realize that it's at this place that we can connect to our soul consciousness that is held by our angelic self. The angel that's always with us, who's everyone through our soul. We are all part of God. We are all God beings. We are all part of creation. And we feel happy and released from pain, and feel joy of upliftment, because we know this is our true selves. This is who we really are. This is the consciousness that is within us, that's constantly assisting us in some very small way, or rather strong way. Sometimes with a sound, or a voice, or an image. And if it sounds like a voice, it may be a thought we think, but it's actually coming from our soul consciousness. Our soul consciousness is always for good. So it's the God consciousness that's within us, that's constantly trying to guide us in our lives, in a physical body. For without the soul, there would be no life in the physical body, or not for very long. It does operate independently, but it is together that we walk on this earth with love of God with us always. And sometimes we feel the consciousness advising us, not really realizing it comes from the soul consciousness, but we know it is something that doesn't seem like a good idea, and so we rethink what way or what steps we should be taking in life. But then, if we ignore it, we look back and think, I wished I had taken notice. I just knew I had that feeling in me that wasn't a good decision. And sometimes a voice can be quite strong, and we know it's not, if we really tune into it, it is not us. It's not our own soul voice. It's coming from somebody else that's in the ether and trying to cause mischief. And for this reason, we need to be aware of where the messages that we hear or the thoughts that we hear are coming from. It is very simple, really. The thoughts that come from the soul consciousness are of God. They are of love. They never want to hurt anybody. They only want to assist and uplift and to give and share the light of love from the universe. Anything else does not belong, and so we can reject that. And it is very easy to sort out if you feel happy and contented and relaxed. It is important that we spend time to relax and sit and meditate and connect to the soul consciousness that we are now, and making it a habit, maybe once a day for a little time until you feel uplifted and rested. It comes through the top of your head and into your heart. And it is your heart that holds the feeling. It is the feeling that is the most important in all of your life, in all of your emotions, in all of your thoughts, and in all your actions. If you feel good about it, it is coming directly from the source of all. It is your home. It is who you really are. So be blessed and know you are always blessed. And feel happy and filled with joy, even though the road may be difficult at times. You know, when you look back, if you are honest with yourself, you really have learned a lot from what was a very difficult time. So be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace.